It's 7:30 in the morning, and students at Midtown Charter School in Jackson are sitting in rows, cross-legged on the floor, eagerly awaiting their turn to get breakfast. Classical music plays in the background as teachers remind students to use their manners when they get their food.
Again, we should be greeting and saying thank you as we get our breakfast.
After breakfast, students are led through a recitation of the school's creed as part of a morning reflection. It doesn't take long to realize that there's something a little peculiar about this school. Adam Mangana is Midtown's top administrator. He says the aim of his charter school is to do things a little different from traditional public schools.
Charter schools have the flexibility to be able to meet the students' needs under the guidance of a private board rather than a school board. So a little bit more flexibility. You know, we want to be the very best middle school we can be. We want to provide great instruction, and we want to be able to deliver a 21st century education that is enriched with STEM and technology.
Midtown is only the second charter school in Mississippi to open since legislators allowed their creation in 2013. The law's adoption was hailed as a victory by school choice advocates, but the process of opening schools has been slow going. Jackson attorney Tommy Carden is with the state board that oversees the authorization of new charters. He says it took time to find what qualities a new charter school were going to need to be successful.
We want the highest quality, highest performing charters possible. And we're going to proceed at the pace that will facilitate those types of schools opening. So we've drawn from a variety of states' best practices and their experiences.
Alabama also began the process of determining how to establish charter schools earlier this year when it became the 43rd state to adopt the educational alternative. Del Marsh is the president pro tem of the Alabama Senate. He says there's an advantage to being one of the last states to adopt the schools.
The nice thing about being this late to the table is we've had the chance to see exactly what's worked in these other states and what has not worked. We're not going to put up with charters that aren't getting the job done. You know, those that were successful, they'll be rewarded to stay in business. Those that aren't, we'll shut them down.
Many opponents of charter schools are not convinced by the promise of educational reform. Ella Bell is a member of the Alabama Board of Education. Speaking at a recent meeting, she says Alabama has not done enough to financially back the state's traditional public schools.
I consider that the move toward charter schools has one definitive purpose, and that is to give the state an excuse for continuing to lag behind the quality of education and excellence for our children, because I don't think we have made the effort to make all of our schools great by doing the right thing.
Bell's opinion has also been echoed by many opponents of charter schools in Mississippi. But despite the criticism, lawmakers seem to be making no effort to repeal the law in either state. Mississippi's charters are also already receiving high praise from parents who've enrolled their children into the programs. Media Barbara of Jackson says she's noticed a difference in her children in just a few weeks.
I noticed different writing style, which is more college style instead of just one words. They're now making complete sentences with everything they do, and that's a requirement, and I think that's absolutely wonderful.
And plans are already underway to expand the use of charters in the state. Ravi Gupta is the CEO of Republic Charter Schools, a Tennessee-based organization that recently opened Reimagine Prep, Mississippi's other charter.
Republic's plan is to be here to stay and to continue to serve more and more students who deserve college prep, 21st century education. And so we have Reimagine Prep right now. And then we just applied for two new schools and defended those applications in front of the state.
So far, no official in Mississippi or Alabama has announced when a new charter school will open in either state. But it's safe to say it's only a matter of time. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Paul Boger, MPB News.